Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
You don't need to grab your heaviest coat this morning. Temperatures are in the 50s. I'll show you when we'll hit 80s this afternoon.
New details this morning in a Durham shooting that left two teens dead and another hurt. What we're learning about the 18-year-old who's accused of murder.
State Auditor Beth Wood is expected in a Raleigh courtroom today. New developments in her hit-and-run case, as two others are now also facing charges. Welcome to your Thursday. We are all about to face an 80-degree day, and I say, let's get to it. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, spring is on the upswing. There's no question about it. As you get outside today, you will notice Elizabeth Garner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. What we're seeing now, though, some foggy conditions.
You know, we had that cloud cover yesterday. There was a little bit of drizzle, and there's still some lingering moisture in the atmosphere. So we're starting to see the ceilings or the bottoms of the clouds sinking to the south a little bit. That means you might see a little sprinkle, a little bit of drizzle out there this morning, and visibility is dropping only in a few places. We're not likely to see a whole lot of fog because we are seeing winds out of the southwest at around 8 miles per hour. As long as we have the atmosphere stirring with some wind, it's hard for the fog to develop. Temperatures are in the mid-50s. We take a look at our visibility down in Southern Pines and Clinton. It's at 3/4 of a mile and a mile in Fayetteville. We're down to 2 miles in Durham and Raleigh. We could easily end up with some low cloud cover, but I don't think we'll see a lot of widespread fog that causes visibility issues. Our temperatures are mostly in the mid 50s as you're heading out the door, which is about 5 to 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. We will see breezy conditions today, especially after lunchtime. Our winds will be gusting out of the southwest at about 20 to 25 miles per hour, ushering in that warmth. It'll be on the cooler side up until noon. About that time, the clouds will begin to break up, and when they do, our temperatures will jump quickly to 80 degrees. It looks like this again tomorrow, but even warmer. Then we have a chance of some showers after that. I'll show you when to expect the rain this weekend. Coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01. Right now, and we still have a report of a crash out on the northeast side of Raleigh at Fox Road, right around Round Hill Lane, which is just off Lewisburg Road. Just check with Raleigh 911, and it looks like the EMS crews have cleared out there, but they're still apparently investigating a crash at that intersection. Not affecting traffic on Lewisburg Road this morning, but just something to keep in mind on Fox Road. Take you out to Cary to US 1 and 64 out of Tryon Road, and the headlights you see there are northbound coming in from Apex. Right now, it's a smooth ride through Cary all the way up to I-40 in Raleigh. We'll have another update in about 10 minutes.
Today, WRAL will be in court as State Auditor Beth Wood faces a judge on hit-and-run charges and, as well, charges being filed against two others linked to that crash. WRAL's Naya Harden is tracking these developments, joining us now from the courthouse in Raleigh. Naya?
Yeah, this is exactly where she's expected to be this afternoon. Wood, her hearing involves a misdemeanor charge connected to the crash. Police say Wood crashed her state-owned car after a Christmas party in December. Well, now two men have been charged in connection to the crash, 26-year-old Jonah Mendes and 29-year-old Ryan McGirt. Court documents say Mendes was a passenger in Wood's car. He's accused of failing to report the crash, while McGirt is accused of getting Wood to another car and driving her away from the scene. WRAL News has repeatedly asked Wood and her attorney if she had been drinking that night of the crash. So far, they have not answered that question. She is going to appear in court today at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Breaking news, the 18-year-old charged with shooting three teenagers in Durham was booked into jail overnight. Michael Grace drove the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to the Durham County Detention Facility where he is now. Michael, he's expected to be in court today.
That's correct. Jorge Benitez Mendoza is expected to appear before a judge this morning. We're still working to find out what time, but we do know he was booked here last night just after 10:30. We're also learning from Durham Public Schools that Benitez Mendoza was last enrolled as a ninth grader at Riverside High as of June 2022. It's the same high school as Angel Canales, who was one of the teens killed. The other teen killed was Osmar Benegas, a 13 who has not yet been identified, is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. All three of them only 16 years old. Police say the shooting happened Tuesday night, but it took them hours to find the two teens who were killed in the woods near Brogdon Middle School. This makes at least 11 people under the age of 18 shot this year in Durham so far. The two victims killed yesterday are the youngest. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And with that, Durham city leaders are working to address the rise in shootings involving young people. City Council recently approved $1 million for violence interrupter programs. These programs are designed to stop the cycle of violence and retaliation through street outreach, conflict mediation, and social support. WRL asked if they're actually making a difference.
They are effective, but nothing is effective enough when it's in isolation. So housing stability is a factor that plays a role in this. Job security is a factor that plays a role in this.
Durham County Commissioners also continued their portion of funding of more than $935,000 for those violent interrupter programs.
The man accused of bringing a gun onto the campus of Clayton Middle School is due in court this morning. 21-year-old Ubaldo Perez faces a charge of possessing a weapon on education property. Police say he set off the school's weapons detection system while picking up his siblings yesterday afternoon. The system showed Perez was carrying a 9mm handgun. He told them he didn't realize he had it with him. School staff say there was no danger to students or staff.
As former President Donald Trump anticipates charges against him in a hush money case, he's facing a setback in a separate court battle. A federal appeals court just ruled that one of Trump's lawyers, Evan Corcoran, must turn over documents to a grand jury and testify as soon as tomorrow. That grand jury is investigating Trump's handling of classified material. Corcoran told the federal government last year there had been a diligent search for classified documents at Trump's Florida estate. But FBI agents later found hundreds of files there.
And separately, Jeff, we could find out today if an indictment will be filed against Trump. The grand jury investigating hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels did not end up meeting yesterday. Those proceedings are carried out in secret, so the timing on any charges is not clear. Trump has previously claimed that he would be indicted Tuesday.
Severe weather in California's Bay Area is being blamed for at least 5 deaths. Authorities say 2 people died because of trees falling onto their vehicles. A man in a tent also died when a tree fell on it. 2 other people died from storm-related injuries at a San Francisco hospital. Wind gusts in that storm reached 80 miles per hour.
An outside firm is now investigating the Roanoke Rapids police chief and a captain. Officials say the firm is looking into accusations of policy violations. The city is not sharing what those violations could be at this time. Chief Bobby Martin and Captain Jamie Hardy were put on administrative leave after being interviewed during the investigation. The city of Roanoke Rapids expects to have a report on the findings by the end of the week. We're working to learn if charges are pending after an explosive device was found in a Wake County mailbox. Deputies say it happened on Appaloosa Run near Raleigh. They say the small device inside the mailbox had already detonated when they arrived. No one was hurt.
The makers of the world's first 3D printed rockets are calling their first launch a success, even though it didn't reach orbit.
And liftoff of Terran 1, the first 3D printed rocket.
Yeah, up and away it went. Relativity Space's booster launched from Cape Canaveral 11:25 last night. Several minutes into the flight, though, the rocket suffered a problem that stopped it from reaching orbit. Despite that, the company calls the mission a success, saying the successful launch proves that flying 3D rockets is possible. The company says it is assessing flight data as it prepares for its next launch.
It is 6:08. The CEO of TikTok will be on Capitol Hill today to answer questions from lawmakers. The support he's getting from TikTok users as the app faces a possible ban.
And leaders at one of college sports' most iconic schools are speaking out about paying players. What top officials at Notre Dame are saying about the negative impact of NIL deals.
We'll see a high of 80 degrees today. We stay in the 80s for highs all the way through the weekend. We do have some showers that will be here Saturday. I'll show you how to time that out around your plans coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Index 11 is a nice mild start this morning with temperatures in the mid-50s. We'll hold it in the 50s up until around lunchtime, and the clouds are going to break up, and we're going to see a very warm afternoon. But we are dealing with cloud cover this morning, and it's starting to drop. The bottoms of the clouds or the ceiling starting to drop a little bit. You can see that here as we take a look at the buildings of downtown Raleigh from Dix Park. And, of course, we'll see that in places around the viewing area. One thing that will keep us from seeing widespread fog this morning is we're starting to see a bit of a breeze, and it will become windy later this afternoon. Our visibility is 3/4 of a mile in Southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Clinton, but we would consider 1/4 of a mile fog. We're definitely seeing a lot of low cloud cover out there this morning, though. Temperatures in the mid-50s right now, and of course, we'll see 50s through lunchtime. If you're exercising this evening, it's going to be really warm in the 70s, Brian.
It is 6:12, Elizabeth, and right now we're looking good around the triangle with no crashes showing up. Raleigh 911 reporting everything's moving along nicely out there. And in Durham, our partners at Waze are saying that they don't have any problems to report. So let's take a look at some of those major approaches into Raleigh. Just getting a hint of a backup starting to form on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass. Looking at a 1-minute delay there and a 1-minute slowdown as you head out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, heading from 98 down to the 540 interchange. Jeff.
TikTok's CEO will testify in Congress today about the app's safety. This as lawmakers consider banning it in the U.S. Xiaozi Chu will answer questions from the House Energy and Commerce Committee. He's expected to tell them the app's parent company, ByteDance, is not an agent of China. Lawmakers are concerned the app poses a threat to national security. Chu is expected to outline steps to firewall user data in the U.S. from unauthorized foreign access. Dozens of TikTok content creators are in Washington protesting the potential ban of the app. At a rally yesterday, they joined 3 Democratic lawmakers to talk about how a ban would affect them and their millions of followers.
It's what I do, my 9-to-5. I've been able to not only have opportunities from the platform itself, but I've been able to do bigger things like, you know, commercial roles, acting roles, going to premieres because of TikTok.
President Biden's administration is not the first to consider a ban on TikTok. Former President Trump announced during his term that he would ban TikTok, but that never came to fruition.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, protests are happening again in France today after President Emmanuel Macron doubled down on a pension bill that would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. This is the 9th day of protesting. Riot police were in the streets clashing with demonstrators. Train services were disrupted, and some schools were also forced to close because of these riots. They say 10,000 tons of garbage is just piling up on the streets of Paris. Macron narrowly survived a no-confidence vote earlier this week over this controversial reform.
Some disturbing sights out of France there. Michelle, thanks for the update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is changing his stance on Ukraine as speculation grows about a possible run for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. In an interview that will air today, DeSantis branded Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal and has said that he was wrong to invade Ukraine. He previously called the invasion a territorial dispute. DeSantis faced criticism from top Republicans for that comment.
For the next 30 days, many of the world's nearly 2 billion Muslims will take part in the holy month of Ramadan. It's a time when Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. Ramadan focuses on prayers, reading the Quran, and donating to charity. Muslims believe this faithful practice brings them closer to God and reminds them of the suffering of people who are less fortunate. Ramadan ends on April 20th.
Durham police are looking to hire new officers today. The police department is hosting a hiring event at its headquarters from 6 to 7 tonight. You have the chance to meet with recruiters, ask questions, and learn more about what it takes to be an officer. You can register on the police department's website, and there is a link for virtual interviews as well.
Paying college athletes and the impact on the game is one of the hottest topics up for debate. Now, an iconic university is coming down hard on the issue. In an interview airing this morning on Today, the leaders of Notre Dame University are saying not enough is being done to regulate all the money now floating to these players. The university's president says NIL deals are already damaging college athletics.
Once you go down a path to say we're paying them for their play, you go more and more to this professional model, and you lose sight of this educational purpose that these programs were set up for in the first place.
You can see more of this interview this morning on Today. It airs right after this newscast at 7 here on WREL. Durham Public Schools is honoring its teachers today with its Celebration of Teacher Excellence. 283 teachers who earned or renewed their National Board certification last year will be recognized. The event gets underway at 5:30 at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel.
6:16 right now, a bit of a fuzzy start as we look at Andrew right now. A live look from our WRL live cam network. Seeing that in a lot of places right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with more looks around town.
It was a gray day yesterday, and we did have a little bit of light patchy rain. So we still have lingering moisture from that across our area this morning. And the bottoms of the clouds are starting to sink down a little bit. So low cloud cover in most places. We're seeing that in Goldsboro for sure, as well as Apex. Chapel Hill visibility is looking a little bit better. And at least as we're taking a look at our newsroom there in Fayetteville, it looks fine, but definitely seeing a little reduction in visibility in a few spots this morning. We have high pressure that's going to continue to send warmth into our area. The clouds are going to break up closer to lunchtime, and we'll end up with a couple of nice days. But on Saturday, we'll have our next front that comes through. It at this point doesn't look like it's going to bring a whole lot of rain, so it's not likely to completely ruin your day Saturday. But we'll go through the timeline of the rain. Isolated storms are possible with this, especially if it slows down a little bit and comes in later in the afternoon. Here's a look at Saturday morning, and we have a warm front to our north. We're on the south side of that warm front, so temperatures are going to be in the 80s for today all the way through Sunday. But here comes our front, and you can see that moving across the area during the afternoon. And then after that on Sunday, this version of the computer model is a little more aggressive than some others, bringing some showers to our southeastern counties on Sunday. It looks like we could see some rain Sunday night and potentially into Monday, but we'll be watching the new trends with the computer models and let you know we need to adjust Sunday a little bit. Right now, that's a newer run of the computer model, so we'll see how much more we see of that rain in the future runs coming up. Saturday may start off with a little bit of sunshine. We'll go through this a little closer up, and you can see Saturday at 8 a.m. we're dry, and then look at this tiny little band of rain that comes through. Again, if it's a little bit later in the day and there's a little bit more sunshine or a little bit more of the sun's energy out there, it could be maybe a little bit wetter, maybe a few isolated storms. But for the most part, this one's looking pretty wimpy for us, which is fine. We're doing pretty well with our rain so far for the month, and it looks like we'd see maybe a quarter of an inch of rain in some spots on Saturday. 40% chance Saturday, 20% chance on Sunday. That would be late in the day. And then a 40% chance again on Monday. Our pollen count has been high and will likely stay that way since we won't see a whole lot of rain on Saturday. It's probably not going to affect that pollen count too much. But potentially, if we get more rain Sunday night into Monday, it will drop the pollen count as well. The other thing to balance is those very warm temperatures in the 80s starting today through Sunday will bump up that pollen count. But once we get back into the 60s for highs early next week, that may bring the numbers down just a bit, Brian.
It is 6:19 right now. Just getting reports of a disabled vehicle in the Holly Springs area on Sunset Lake Road at Arlen Park Place, which is just to the south of Holly Springs Road. Not seeing any big delays there just yet. And then we're going to head up north of the Virginia border into Mecklenburg County, Virginia, getting reports of a crash on US 1 right around the Highway 58 intersection there, just southwest of South Hill. And we're hearing that US 1 may be closed in that area. We're going to get some more details about that crash. Taking a look at traffic around the triangle on our major routes. Of course, watching those delays coming in from Johnston County right now. Latest live update from our sensors indicating a 2-minute slowdown right around the Clayton bypass.
The man accused of losing control of his truck during the Raleigh Christmas parade is now facing a new charge, and we'll walk you through what Landon Glass is now facing in the death of Haley Brooks.
And the stage is set as the college basketball season nears an end. The round of 16 in the men's NCAA tournament gets started today.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Hilary Duff is remembered as the teen star of Lizzie McGuire, but now she's embracing aging.
Yeah. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
It's a wise thing to do, to embrace aging. She posted this picture to her Instagram story after finding, oh no, a stray gray hair among her signature blonde. Heavens to Betsy.
No.
Of course.
The caption says, when that gray hair is stronger than the rest. Duff is 35 years old. She's just a kid. And she's a mom of three. She says that she's at peace with the changes that her body is going through.
And guess what, Hillary? There are going to be a lot more changes and a lot more grays.
Just getting started.
But it's okay. That stray gray becomes a lot of grays all in here, you know?
tell you what.
Embrace.
And there too.
Embrace. And here too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Tight mm-hmm. shots. That's
even the ageless Brian has
exactly.
some.
Exactly. Yeah. Some flurries up there on top. It's a reunion almost 30 years in the making. The cast of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers are back for a new movie coming out on Netflix. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always will be available for streaming on April 19th.
Yeah, they're looking for revenge on Rita Repulsa. This has been like there was some sort of a global issue, crisis happening. That's a long time to hold a grudge, 30 years for this reunion. So I don't know. Tune in on Netflix, find out.
How are they going to save the world? Tune in.
Who knows next? Brian, thank you. You know, one of the most well-known muscle cars is about to be discontinued. General Motors just announced it'll retire its Chevy Camaro models next year. The move comes as GM switches to an all-electric lineup. To mark the end of the Camaro's production, the company will release a collector's edition. Of course, they're going to make money off it. This package pays tribute to the model's first generation dating back to the 1960s. Experts say if the Camaro comes back, it will likely be as an electric vehicle.
The famous Budweiser Clydesdales are coming to Fayetteville today. You might remember them from the Super Bowl commercial, and you'll be able to see them in person. The Clydesdales are scheduled to visit the U.S. Army Airborne and Special Operations Museum from 2 to 4 this afternoon. The museum says the event is free and family-friendly. There will also be Italian ice available at the museum.
Happening today, State Auditor Beth Wood is going to be appearing before a judge. Coming up, we're going to tell you about two new people who have been charged involved in this case.
Plus, what we're learning about the man charged with killing two Durham teens.
Looking at some low cloud cover in Raleigh here at North Hills, you might run into a little bit of drizzle, but this is not going to last all day. By lunchtime, our clouds break up, and I'll show you how warm it will be by the evening coming up.